That's the 2016 meeting schedule, which is a discussion, and you can refer to tab 11. So I don't know, was there a lead on that discussion, or we just open it up? Yes, we'll just, yeah.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. When Tammy showed me the proposed agenda for next year, and after talking with some staff, I wanted to throw out there an alternate. The meeting schedule, commission meeting schedule that I've been used to was a public meeting on Wednesday evenings, a full-day meeting on the next Thursday, and then a half-day morning or full-day meeting on Friday, and with travel on Friday afternoon. That's what we did in Idaho. Now that I've been here 8-9 months, and observing both, I don't know if one's a lot better than the other, but the Wednesday evening, Thursday, Friday has some advantages. One is I don't have as much staff time wrapped up in commission meetings, because people don't take a day off and then work on Saturday. They, you know, work the whole time. Also, Washington is, we have lots of advisory committees which are on weekends, and some of my staff are using a third of their weekends on department work. And I'd like to reduce that if I could. The public meetings on Wednesday nights always worked out really well, and I believe a little better than what I've seen here, because lots of sportsmen aren't interested in using up a Saturday when they can be out hunting and fishing, and they are willing to come out on an evening. I think it's about the same travel time. It would be about the same motel time for the commission. I think that those of you that have regular jobs, it might impact a day. I don't know that. You'd have to think about that. But certainly not something I'm, you know, really pushing hard, but I wanted to throw it out there as an alternative that works somewhere else. So that's kind of my pitch, I guess, if it is a pitch.
So we'll open it up for discussion. Commissioner Grable?
One of the things that I do for one of my sponsors in Wenatchee is provide seminars on a quarterly basis, on free fishing seminars. We always schedule those on a Wednesday or Thursday evening. And we get very good attendance because they start at 6 and people are available and they seem to like that. And I have tried them on the weekend thinking that, well, we can get them to the local boat dealer and they'll kick the tires where they're there or whatever. We have much better attendance on a weekday evening than a weekend. And I think it is because, as a director said, they're fishing or hunting on the weekend, and they're more available on a weekday. And I like the idea, too, of not dipping into staff's time, taking them away from their families, if possible, by having to travel on a weekend. So there's some good elements of this suggestion, and we might try that as a pilot, you know, and it depends on the views of the balance of the commission, but I see some benefits to this.
Yes.
Well, I heard about this proposal, and I thought my first reaction was the public is going to see this as a problem because there will be more of an impact on those who travel from distant places to get to Olympia. That means they'll have to give up their Wednesday morning to get to they'd have to leave earlier on Wednesday to get to Olympia. And evening meetings are difficult for some of us older people or morning people.
Watch that word, old.
But in terms of the freshness with which you attack issues. So my initial reaction was the public is going to feel like we're trying to exclude them or we're not as enthusiastic about having people come in and talk with us, giving them an opportunity when they don't have to take a day off of work. So that was my initial reaction. And I you know, I hear what you're saying. I worry about staff time, too, weekend time. So one thought before we make a decision is to put it out for public comment. See if we do get a big firestorm before we make this decision, because that, I think that would affect my feelings. I don't know how people are going to react. My gut tells me that they're going to react badly.
Another thing, I think I'd be for it. It doesn't affect my time one way or the other. And, you know, Bobby's here today and Gary was here, but, I mean, this is somewhat not quite this few people turning out on a Saturday, but we have not always had the best attendance on a Saturday. So I think it's worth a shot. I don't know. It wouldn't probably hurt to put some feelers out. But if we were to say, you know, based on attendance through the last 2 or 3 years, we're moving to a different approach that we think will give people a better opportunity, I think they'd buy off on it. You know, they, and I know Wednesday night wouldn't just be public input the whole 2 hours. I mean, it would have a subject, we'd have some agenda items, and then open public input. But you know, I go along with that because, yeah, Saturdays and Sundays are kind of important to a lot of people. They work Monday through Friday. They could make a Wednesday night meeting, but they want to go do something on the weekend with their families, not just staff, but all the people we expect to come visit us. So I'd support it. You know, if we did it right now, it'd be fine with me.
J2.
I'm going to go about 180 the other way. In all seriousness, guys, it would probably be a deal breaker for me, and I would probably resign. Because once you start getting, during the summer, we work 4-10s. And the way my schedule is, I don't have to maybe burn an hour on a Thursday to get to the airport to get over there that night. So then I've got Fridays and Saturdays, which not. But once we get into November, December, January, February, March, and all those, that would cost me 3 days of vacation. And I'm probably not going to be willing to give that up. So some of you may take that as a good thing.
we'll do a silent vote.
Though. Yeah. Yeah. But no, I'm going to probably take that stance. If it gets to the point I'm burning 3 days a month to come to those meetings, I'm probably going to just resign.
Yeah. What do you use now? Because it didn't seem like it's that much difference to me. But it's
Oh, it's huge because, there again, I would have to basically take off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday on the other months. And even on the rest of the months, if we're going to meet Wednesday night, I'd have to take off Wednesday afternoon and Thursday.
So you now take Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
I generally don't even. Normally, the way my flights work, I don't even have to take any off a Thursday. And there's only five or six months a year that I have to take Friday off. So, yeah, no.
Well, I don't want to lose J2, so.
Well, and I'm not trying to be a pain in the butt about it, but I mean, it's just a fact of life. It's nothing new, being a pain in the butt. But I mean, it would be a deal breaker because I'm just not going to give up that much vacation time.
What about a Thursday, Friday? Thursday night. Instead of a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, just do a Thursday, Friday with your public Thursday night instead of Wednesday night.
The problem with that is the director is thinking of this in terms of his staff as well.
Yeah.
But it still is.
And
it's still just a Thursday, Friday. No.
Oh, I see. Thursday.
Full day Thursday, and then obviously whatever you needed on Friday, but have your public open public on Thursday night.
Yeah, we could have a fish and wildlife committee meetings on Wednesdays.
The problem, though, if we go all day Friday till 5, then you got a 5-hour drive, people will probably just stay the night.
Friday.
And there again, Dave, if I've got a Thursday night meeting for wildlife, then I'm going to have to take off early to get here. So, no, it's no big deal. truly, I enjoy serving on this and everything else, but there comes a point.
Sorry.
I know. Yes. We can go back to the 9 o'clock portion of the supplement to talk about the request. I think there is still time between 8:30 and 9, so the public input. Has anyone ever heard of the word anthropocene? I'm
sorry. Do you have a sign?
No.
And I'll go if I need to. I'm really looking with ACP, but like fish and wildlife and all of that is really like really big part of my life too. So I'm here.
All right. Well, could I get the sheet? There isn't a sheet.
You have to sign in.
Yeah.
You have to sign in.
Okay. So if I need here and outside, is that sign in outside?
Right there.
Right there.
Just while we're waiting, we'll entertain our guests, but just everybody think about this. Think about this.
Yeah, let me say something, if you would.
You can talk, ma'am. Once I get the sheet, we'll call you up. Yes.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's the best way to go here. What I have heard over the years coming from people who attend the meetings is that they don't like to have to take a day off. And that's why we have generally scheduled hot issues on Saturday morning so that they could be here, such as Grays Harbor and some of the wolf issues. We've scheduled those meetings purposely on Saturday mornings because people, not everybody has the same calendar, but almost everybody has a Saturday off and are willing to come and testify on those days. So I would be interested in the public's opinion on an altered schedule. I think we need to learn something from people on this too. So I'm certainly up in the air on it, but I think we need more information, more data.
Okay, we'll pause up on agenda item. Whatever, we'll go back to the previous one. I got to get back to this. So we'll pause on number 11, Jill, for next year. Discussion? Yes, Mr. Keene.
Yeah, after hearing Jay's point, I understand it a lot better. And from my standpoint, I work Sundays, I work holidays, I work night. It doesn't matter to me which days this falls on. But I think to some people, it does. You know, and if you're working a Monday through Friday job, I understand, as I'm thinking it through, he would have to take potentially one day off to attend our normal scheduled meetings. If we switch to this, he could be taking as much as 3 days off. Well, that's just an undue hardship, and I would hate to put that on someone just because my schedule allows it. So I kind of would table the thought now and probably just, I don't want to lose Jay just because of a schedule change. I like sitting next to him.
Jay squared.
Excuse me. Thank you, Richard. I certainly don't want to force our right-wing nut off of the commission. But, perhaps what we could look at and, subject to schedules, I guess, would be trying this out maybe on one or two meetings. I don't know if that creates confusion within the public, but that's one idea that I throw out for consideration. And that way you can kind of gauge participation and public reaction to having a slightly different schedule.
Well, process is we want to vote on this or okay.
Not today.
Okay, so this is just out there.
To be continued.
To be continued. So I guess option number one, status quo. Option two, go to the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Option three, do one or two Wednesday, Thursday to stagger it.
As a test.
In my time on the commission, there have been some very well-attended Saturdays, and they tend to be those on those issues that draw people out. So we could accommodate the big issues with a Saturday meeting and the issues that we don't think are going to draw that many people in on and do the 2 weekdays for those. So just accommodate the size of the issue.
Well, how's this work then? If we have those three options, we mull those over, given what Miranda just said, and then we take action in November.
Very good.
Okay. Any other discussion? Hearing none. Ms.